Saturday update. We have a dry wind kicked up by a nearby front. There is a fire that is forcing evacuations near NCAR. Winds will die rapidly tonight with warmer weather Sunday and Monday. There is a storm expected to bring about 1/4 to 1/3 road inch of precipitation. More showers are possible Thursday and Friday. Spring showers. End Saturday update. In brief, another storm moves through the state Sunday, Monday with mainly mountain snow, then more springtime weather. Forecast discussion. Let's look back on our midweek storm first. In Boulder County, the two-day snow totals from Longmont were about 1 to 1.5 inches. Broomfield did a bit better, getting about 2 to 4 inches. Boulder only received 3 to 5 inches, but the mountains above Boulder saw 14 to 16 inches. Wow. Figures 1 and 2. The great news is areas along I-25 received about 1/2 to 3/4 inch of rain. This is the wonderful combination of water and warmth needed to bring the plant world back to life. This weekend we'll see comfortable 60s for highs until a cold front sweeps the state in the early afternoon Sunday. A period of rain then snow will impact most of Colorado Sunday night through Monday evening, figure 3. Monday we'll see highs in the upper 30s or lower 40s at the lower elevations. This is not great for accumulating snow along I-25, but it should be a moderate, not big, snow for the mountains again. Figure 1. The Kokoroz snowfall reports as of Wednesday a.m. Figure 2. The Kokoroz snowfall reports as of Thursday a.m. Figure 3. The 10-day graphical forecast from weatherunderground.com for Denver, Colorado. The longer-range forecast. This next system is powered by a healthy trough moving across the state on Monday, figure 4. On Sunday, the system is binging snow to the western slopes of Colorado and much of Utah, figure 5. There are even widespread chances of thunderstorms, non-severe, Sunday night into Monday, figure 6. On Monday, there will be a mix of rain and snow on the Colorado eastern plains and snow for the mountains and communities along the Front Range and I-25, figure 7. There has been a disagreement between the models for many days, with the GFS bringing the low into eastern and southeastern Colorado. That would have given the Front Range and Denver a significant winter storm plus moisture. The Euro and NOM have the low doing its best, while sitting in eastern and northeastern New Mexico. By that, the NOM, figure 8, has spotty snow totals along I-25 north of Denver, with many locations not receiving any accumulating snow. Denver may get 1 to 3 inches in places on the western and southern sides of the city. The GFS creates a snow-free spot east of Fort Collins with 2 to 3 inches along I-25 north of Denver, figure 9. The GFS also puts 4 to 8 inches in the foothills west of Boulder, Denver and south of Denver. Recent runs do see the GFS moving the low further south like the other models. The GFS precipitation totals of 1/4 around Fort Collins to 1 inch down to southwest Denver, figure 10, is still probably overdone. Overall, expect a cold, windy, couple of days with some rain showers probably turning to snow late Sunday with little accumulation along I-25 and 3 to 6 inches as a maximum around Nederland. As another example, Estes Park may see 2 to 4 inches. Figure 4. The 500 mb upper air forecast map for Monday noon from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 5. The forecast surface analysis for Monday noon from NCEP. Figure 6. The risk of severe weather from the Storm Prediction Center, Norman OK for Day 2, Sunday. Figure 7. The forecast surface analysis for Sunday noon from NCEP. Figure 8. The 5-day snowfall, 10-to-1 ratio, total from the NOM and weather5280.com. Figure 9. The 5-day snowfall, 10-to-1 ratio, total from the GFS and weather5280.com. Figure 10. The 5-day precipitation total from the GFS and weather5280.com.